Okay, I've got my recorder on, just so you guys know.
I love the new route, though.
Yeah, that was nice. Really nice. And you know how we had that debate about whether the parade route ever went just from the very end by the gas station and down? Somebody posted pictures on the 4th of July from like the 80s.
Yeah.
Where it was...
Started at the roundabout, where because there was 7-Eleven. And
started at the curve. Everybody right. staged yeah, in that parking lot when right. Main Street used to curve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Frank. I don't think did Flank us on that property back then.
Yep.
All we did because he's going to do a hotel, sorry. Right?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
How many people do you end up having at your house?
Not many.
Oh, really?
No, 40, maybe 50.
Are we recording?
What's that?
Just the piston. Is that better now? Better now? Better now?
No, it's not that. I think you have to turn off the computer mic.
I think you're right. I think you have to mute that one.
Try that. It's muted.
We good? No, mute.
Is it your computer or is it?
No, right down below.
Okay.
All right, now.
There
hold
you
on.
Go.
Now try it.
Hello, hello.
And that has nothing to do with this.
Does that work?
Oh, well, now his microphone isn't working. None of them are.
They just didn't turn it down.
Nothing.
See.
It's making noise. It's just not super.
Hello.
But it's not.
No.
Nope. You need to turn the volume up on him.
My green.
Yeah, my green's on.
Not hearing anything. Turn that volume. It's not from this though.
Reboot. Control Alt Delete.
Unless it's this one. Hold on.
The computer should be test.
Okay, that's the one we want. So the sound's picking up. It was because it was the wrong one up front because I also have it on my computer. But that's not the microphone.
No,
the microphone's
the
something
microphones.
Else. And we didn't touch anything. It was working.
What it was is these pick up sound for the computer. So
yeah.
It was feeding through.
These but yours were working a minute ago.
No, I think it was just this.
That's it?
Piping through the computer.
Yeah, I muted your computer so that wouldn't.
Okay.
Well,
that's because I accidentally unmuted.
We will talk loud.
Yeah, we got 30 minutes to figure it out.
All right.
We'll figure it out for the next one.
Welcome to the Community Reinvestment Agency of Magna meeting on July 8th, 2025, here at the Webster Center. We do have a quorum present. We have Board Member Sudbury, Board Member Prokopis, myself, Chairman Eric Barney, Board Member Trish Hull, and are you Board Member or Vice Chair?
I think Vice Chair.
Vice Chair Audrey Pierce. Alexander, did you want to speak at the CRA meeting or the city council meeting?
The city council
meeting. There are no people signed up for public comment, so we will skip item 3 and go on to item 4. A, approval of the June 10th, 2025 CRA meeting minutes. Diana Bond, secretary.
So it's just the minutes from the last meeting is what you guys have.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the meeting minutes from June 10th.
So move.
Second.
Have a motion from Board Member Sudbury, a second from Board Member Hull. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Oh.
I wasn't here.
Oh, sorry. We have 4 ayes and 1 abstention, which is Board Member Prokopis. Item 4B, approval of resolution R2025-04, approving the conveyance of real property to Magna City. David Rickey.
Board members, you'll have noted that at the point of transfer, we had anticipated Salt Lake County sending the two properties that are listed in Resolution 2025-04 to the city. Unfortunately, they were sent to the CRA. In your first official act, I'd like to ask that the council agree to transfer those two parcels, their parcels 2 and 3, to the city from the CRA so that they can be conjoined as a single park. There's a resolution attached, and it's anticipated there's some quitclaim deeds as well, with authorization to the board director. He can sign this evening, and we can get those recorded before the end of the week.
For clarity, these parcels are outside of the boundary of the CRA as well?
Yes, they are out of, but they are also, yeah, I've answered your question.
Yes.
The point was, it doesn't make sense for them to be in the CRA because they're outside the boundaries of the CRA.
Correct.
And in theory, we can't spend money on them with CRA money anyway. Then I will entertain a motion to approve Resolution R2025-04.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Board Member Hull, a second from Board Member Sudbury. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item 4C, discussion and potential approval of proposal for financial economic development advisor for the Magna Community Reinvestment Agency, Dan Torres.
So if you remember last week, or last month, I guess it was, I brought to you a proposal about getting a municipal advisory or an economic development firm online with the CRA to assist in some of the studies and projects that could potentially be coming up with the CRA. This mirrors what I've recommended to the city of Kearns and their CRA as we look at the bonding capacity and financing capacity, and also some of the things that we ought to be looking at as a CRA board going forward. I was talking with David Bruecke. I think there's some opportunities for collaboration. You know, Kearns is kind of our sister city. Many of the projects and the issues are going to be similar. And so as I think there's some advantages in having common staff and a common consultant, we can not have to reinvent the wheel every time. We can take what's been done in one city and bring it over, and vice versa. The proposals that were in your packet, there were two. One was from Zions Bank, and they are more interested in the larger, for going out to bond for millions of dollars. They don't have any retaining fee for that. They would scope out and cost out any studies related to bonding through that process, through the fees charged for the bonding. The recommendation there is to have them on deck so that we could utilize their services. The Clearwater Financial is a group out of Idaho. Their retainer is $12,000 a year, and it comes with quote-unquote unlimited up to 40-hour projects. So a lot of questions that we might have, these one-offs, are covered in that. We're not worried about being charged a per hour fee for it. And then if we identify a project or a situation that would require a larger scoping project, that would allow us to engage with them and consider that project as they come up, if they come up.
Is that similar to what they're charging Kearns?
Yes, it's exactly the same. And for full transparency, my hope and my desire was to have these guys on board at the MSD level and bring them down. I see there's some advantages of having them individual to each entity for some transparency, but my goal is to kind of bring them onto the MSD. So it'd be three entities with a common staff.
How much was Zions?
They were free, but again, they're looking at larger projects. So if you were to go out to bond, they would take a percentage of that, and they would. But if we did have like a question, say we wanted to look at the feasibility of developing a lot here, they would charge us per hour for that. And I think that's included in their quote that I gave you guys. Whereas if it was under 40 hours, it would be within the retainer for Clearwater. Again, I'm proposing having both on deck, and we would pick the project they were best suited for.
Any other questions for Daniel?
Nope.
And I think we talked about this last time as well, right?
Briefly. And again, I know it says decision, but we're happy to answer any questions if you want to postpone the decision to next month.
Sounds like with a single applicant, there's not much to discuss. I'm going to make a motion.
Is that a motion?
I will make a motion.
We have a motion from Board Member Prokopis to move forward with contracting
Clearwater
Financial as a financial and economic development advisor for the Magna Community Reinvestment Agency. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Board Member Sudbury. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
We have one opposition, and that's Vice Chair Pierce. Right, moving on, discussion regarding recent updates. David, do we have anything?
None that I can think of at this point, no.
Okay. Do we have reason for closed session?
Not at this point.
Then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Board Member Prokopis and a second from Board Member Hall. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the meeting is now adjourned.
We should start timing these 10 minutes and 7 seconds.
Yeah, that's good. 5:45.
That's when you got what's going on with the mics.
Does that mean so we can shorten them in the future?
It's registering sound. So,
but it's coming out of like,
We're
going to mess with it because it was working right before. So give me just a sec, we'll figure out what's going on.
And I think what was happening is these microphones pick up and play through the computer. These don't play to the computer.
Yes, yeah. But we're trying to figure out why they weren't. Why it's not, because they usually do. So we'll figure it out. We're going to mess with it and see.
You didn't have that name.